Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. Follow me in my quest in finding great places around Louisville to grab some grub. The only locally produced podcast reviewing lunch and dinner spots around the Derby City. This is Season 1, Episode 2, Buns. Buns is the new burger joint located in the Highlands at 969 and a half Baxter Avenue next to Wick's Pizza. And joining me again today is the lovely and talented Oscar.
How's it going, Sammy?
Pretty good, Oscar. It's burger week here, I guess, at Louisville Lunch. We're like, my arteries are corroding as I speak. Sorry. No. So I don't know what the deal is with our burger fascination this week. But
it's summer. It's almost summer.
Yeah, we just celebrated Memorial Day, so we're just making it a week-long celebration of burgerness. So we picked Buns because I had been there before, and I actually told them that I was with Louisville Lunch and never got around to writing the review. So I figured I would bring Oscar along and we would do a podcast, since we had so much fun on the first one. We're like, let's do it again.
We're now on iTunes.
Yes. So check us out on iTunes. You can subscribe, and to read older reviews that aren't in convenient podcast form, you can check out LouisvilleLunch.com and read past blogs. I've been doing it for about a year and a half now. So, parking?
Off-street. Bardstown Road, as you know, during lunch is a madhouse.
So, yes, it is.
We got lucky and found a spot on one of the side roads.
Oscar almost got hit by a car, too. I saved his life.
But with my ninja skills.
Yeah. You should have seen him flip over the car. It was pretty awesome. So, street parking, not the best in the world, but whatever. And then the inside, it's a pretty small place. It used to be that Omar's Giro's or Gyro's or Heros, or however people pronounce it these days. So it's pretty small in there. There's just a counter and, like, I think three tables,
five or six booth seats or counter type seats on the left against the wall,
and then window seating, which is where I sat when I flew solo last week or whenever that was. So it's pretty small, and the grill, I mean, you can sit there and watch them cook your burger, which I always enjoy seeing their techniques or whatever. We went during lunch rush, so it was pretty packed. I think Leo was in there doing their review. We're gonna beat them to press. Yes. Debit cards are accepted, and which is always a big thing for me. But Oscar picked up the bill today, so that's a good thing. I always like a free lunch. Even though they say there's no such thing, I don't believe it.
Well, they do have free smiles.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing on the menu, free smiles. One of my favorite jokes of all time. So I got the cheeseburger, obviously. We're at a place called Buns. They specialize in burgers. I got it with cheddar. And put some A1 and mayo on it, which is always good. The one thing the bun had, well, I'll get to that in a minute. We also got a surprise order of fries, which is always a nice bonus. Our food took forever to cook.
There was a large order in front of us.
Leo.
Yeah, Leo. So they apparently took care of them before they took care of us. If they only knew.
Yes, they're getting raked over the coals. So, yeah, the guilt fries were good. Got a bottle of Pepsi, which, you know, the whole fountain drink thing that we kind of talked about yesterday. I don't like getting a bottle of Pepsi because I like refills, and I drink like a fiend when I go out to eat. So, not a big deal. But, yeah, a bottle of Pepsi, like $1.50 or something, which is kind of high. And what did you get, Oscar?
I got the veggie burger with Swiss onion, grilled onion, and mushroom. I've eaten hamburgers for the past, I think, like 12 meals. I had it for breakfast this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
I had hamburger cereal.
It's chopped up. Yummy.
And I also thought it'd be nice to, since it was an option, give some insight for the vegetarians out there. Not that I'm one, but I thought I would.
You took one for the Louisville Lunch team.
I did take one.
Oscar, way to go.
Actually, two. All of their burgers, all their sandwiches have two patties.
Yeah, everything's a double.
Yeah,
which everything's a double.
Yeah,
but they're fat. I mean, it was a very big burger. You didn't even finish it.
I couldn't finish it. I ate half your
lightweight.
Well, I ate half of your fries.
Yeah, that's true. The complimentary fries. But yeah, I thought the burger was awesome. The only complaint, which I alluded to earlier, was the hole in the bottom of the bun.
Right.
And I put all the stuff on the bottom, which is dumb. I usually put it on the top, but the cheese was stuck to the top, so I put it on the bottom, dripped all over the place, made a huge mess.
I thought you had a bagel burger.
Yeah, it totally looked like one. Sesame seed bun, which is nice, kind of like their little logo on the front of the building. But yeah, all in all, I think it was a very tasty burger. The fries were awesome, really seasoned, like...
I'm still not sure what the seasoning was on that. I thought it was just salt or like sea salt or something.
It tasted like sea salt, but it had some kind of
little bit of
Parmesan
tang to it
or something else on it. But yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
Perfectly like crispy or whatever. So those were awesome. Our total bill came to $16.72.
Right.
I left the tip.
Which I paid.
Oh, Oscar, I've had it with this podcast. You're fired.
You owe me $5 now. We've...
The pricing, yeah, I mean, I think the pricing's a little high. I think they need to have, like, a combo meal or something.
Yeah, well, they had a section of free or
smiles.
Included, well, smiles were on there, but things like ketchup and mustard. But then they also had other things that were, like the mushrooms, which I didn't know, were 80 cents extra. They had, like, blue cheese and some things like that that were, like, $1 extra.
Yeah.
I think the burgers were $5.50.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the extras and whatnot, it depends on what you get. Since I got the grilled onions and mushrooms, the burger ended up, from what I could tell, to be greasier than yours was.
Interesting.
One thing they did do was clean the grill before they made my burger. So it was oily, but not beef oil or...
Right. Beef oil.
Beef oil. Mm.
I like to make my popcorn with a little beef oil. But yeah, I know what you're saying. They clean the grill, so they're vegetarian friendly,
yeah.
Even though it's a burger joint.
Yeah, I guess as close as you're going to get with a place like that.
Right,
but,
right.
So.
Could be called Cal's. They didn't offer the veggie burger. So that's our review. I give it a 8.5 out of 10, I believe. Because I think it was better than Ollie's Trolley yesterday, personally. Hmm.
I think I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Not a bad rating.
Yeah. It's a little slow. That's, I guess, Leo's fault. But
yeah. No. Blame it on the Leo. Yeah.
But otherwise, it was really good. I'm not a big fan of veggie burgers, honestly. But these were pretty good. Tastes like Salisbury steak, sort of. Yeah, 7 out of 10. And
good review.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So go check out Buns on Baxter Avenue right next to Wick's, and tell them Sammy and Oscar sent you. You've been listening to the LouisvilleLunch.com podcast. I'm your host, Sammy.
And I'm Oscar.
Until next time, catch you on the flip side.
Bitches.